Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second and nine. He's got a man wide open. It's Brown. Wide open. Flag down with contact away from AB. And he is able to get past Ramsey at the end to go 78 yards.
If you ever needed a play, it was now.
Pass. Pull down. Touchdown. McDonald.
Look at this. The spot with the safety Gibson underneath.
Pass down.
No sacks.
Pass. Brown down to the three with Ramsey on the coverage.
Like the passing game. They're going to trust him.
Roethlisberger looks for another option. Sidearms it. Intercepted in the end zone. Oh my goodness. Flag is out. That's Hayden with the football.
Parts of the pass. Personal foul. Grabbing the face mask. Number 25 of the defense. That'll be half the distance to the goal. Automatic first down.
And Hayden's on Switzer, and Switzer gets inside, and he runs out, and then comes back in, and right there.
Roethlisberger's bounced back from a dreadful performance most of the way, coming up big, running like an option, going to keep the dives. Did he break it? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
And there you have it. A comeback of epic proportions, down 16 to nothing, 20 unanswered, against a Super Bowl caliber defense. In the number one pass defense in the NFL, Tony Romo, Jim Nantz on KDK TV. And that's What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. I'm Andrew Filippone, one half of the PM team. We're playing shorthanded today because Chris Mueller is in the delivery room. At least I think that's where he is. We haven't talked to Chris much today. Text exchange this morning, he said, I'm probably going to be delivering the baby between 2 and 6. Coincidentally. But no one's had contact. Right, Craig? Nothing from him?
Nothing since.
Okay. When we get to this point on a Monday after a Steelers game, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, especially when it was a day game, a 1 o'clock kickoff, a lot of what we do is react to the reaction. So by the time I turn the microphone on, this game has been dissected to death. A ton of analysis. Immediate post-game. Morning drive reaction. Get you through your workday reaction. And by the time I come on the air, you've heard different hosts, different former players, callers. You've seen it on your social media feeds. So I come on and I've got a pretty good knowledge or understanding of how people are looking at this game. What people have been saying, what the hot button issues are, what the lightning rod issues are, what people are excited about, what people are down on, those types of things. And so this is my reaction to the reaction, the fallout from yesterday's game. What did we learn? What am I finding out? I'm discovering that Way too much is being made of the defense's performance, and not enough is being made of what Ben Roethlisberger did. Way too much praise is being heaped on the Steelers' defensive performance in the fourth quarter, and not enough people are giving Roethlisberger the credit he deserves for authoring that comeback. That's one of Ben's best comebacks ever. And that's not hyperbole. That's not a knee-jerk reaction the next day. It's 20 points in the last 16 minutes of the game against a team that has his number. And it's not like Ben just has bad luck against Jacksonville. They came in with the number one pass defense in the NFL. They've got two all-pro corners. Jalen Ramsey, look at what he did. A.J. Bouye. They've got the reigning defensive player of the year, Calais Campbell. And the Steelers scored 20 unanswered against that defense, on the road no less. So people are kind of glossing over the fact that late in the third quarter, the Jaguars went on a 75-yard touchdown scoring drive, and the Steelers trailed 16-0. At that point, Ben had 44 passing yards and 3 interceptions. He had no run game to lean on. You really couldn't run the ball at that point because you were trailing by so much. So the Jaguars had made the Steelers one-dimensional. He couldn't count on Connor. He had to throw the Steelers back into the game against that defense. So when the game's 16-0 and all hope is pretty much lost, and I'm like going nuts that they're going to lose another one of these games. It's another Tomlin trap game. From that moment on, Ben Roethlisberger, listen to these numbers. 17 of 23, 254 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. Now, how did he do it? Did he find a weak spot? Did he find an Achilles heel in the Jacksonville defense? No, not at all. He went right at their best player. Jalen Ramsey in the fourth quarter, when targeted, Ben was 5 of 6. So it's not how you start, it's how you finish. This game is a story of quarterbacks. One guy who erased or ignored everything he had done in the first 3 quarters of the game and made plays against one of the few defenses in the NFL that can stop you when you air the ball out. And the other side of the coin is Blake Bortles. And not just Blake Bortles, the way the Jaguars treat and handle Blake Bortles. And that's why you cannot go nuts for the way the Steelers' defense played in the fourth quarter. You could have taken Alabama's defense and they would have stopped Jacksonville. Everybody at home, everybody inside that stadium, every player knew in the fourth quarter what Jacksonville was going to do. They were going to run the ball up the middle, and then they were going to punt it. And people say, well, give the Steelers credit for the turnaround. They were so great in the first half and so great on defense in the fourth quarter. That has very little to do with them. In the first half of the game, when it's still a close game, when it's still a one possession game, a 9-point game, there is still the threat that Jacksonville is going to use play action, that they're going to use Bortles' legs, that they're going to be cautious and kind of conservative, but they're going to ask their quarterback to make a couple of plays. In the fourth quarter, they pretty much played 10 on 11. They took their quarterback out of the game. There were 5 pass attempts by Jacksonville in the second half. 5! I mean, did you see the last 3-and-out, the 4th 3-and-out by the Jags? It's 3rd and manageable. I think it's 3rd and 4. And Bortles hands the ball off to Fournette, again, right up the gut with a million guys in the box. And he didn't even carry out the fake. He just ran right to the sideline. It was like he didn't care. It was like he was like, you know what? They don't care about me. I don't care about them. So I get it. It's the 6th consecutive game. The Steelers have held an opponent 3 touchdowns or less. The numbers look good in the second half. But that had very little to do with the Steelers' defense rising up. That was about an offense that shut itself down. They didn't try. And so that's what I learned. That's what I've learned about what's been said. And I think there's been a lot of said that I think is really wrong about this game. What we should be doing today is marveling at what Roethlisberger did. Down 16 to nothing, did he help put them in that spot? Absolutely. He was the main culprit. But look at the plays he made against the best pass defense in the NFL in the fourth quarter. That's why they won. They didn't win the game because the Steelers' defense forced three and outs. Jacksonville wanted to go three and out. They pretty much said, as long as we don't throw an interception, or as long as Bortles doesn't goof off here, we're going to win. That was their approach, and it came back to bite them. Because Ben exercised his demons. So that's my reaction to all the reaction that I've heard so far, and I want to get yours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.